7:42 here on the Mighty 690. I'm Shane Neal filling in for James Copeland this morning, and we have a very special guest joining us in studio from the National FFA organization. Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. And we'll let all of you introduce yourselves and your roles within the organization.
So I'm Emma Thompson, and I am the current Coffeyville chapter president.
I'm Gavin Chaplowski, and I'm the current student advisor.
I'm Bennett Thompson, and I'm the current secretary.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, guys. And we obviously have a lot to talk about with within all things FFA and some of the upcoming events and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So currently it is National FFA Week, which is just kind of the celebration of the National FFA organization. So just kind of talk about Kansas FFA as a whole. We currently have about 13,000 members enrolled in Kansas FFA, so that's across the entire state. And for our chapter, we have a majority of our 150 members of our ag education involved in our FFA chapter in some way. So we're really boosting our numbers this year.
That's great. Great news to hear.
This past Saturday, we started off our annual chili feed and silent auction. That went really well, and we appreciate for everyone who showed up that day. And we are, you know, as Emma just stated, we're doing National FFA Week. So this week we're doing these silly dress-ups at school, and we hope that all FFA members would participate in that.
Yeah, so today's our blue and gold day. So we are in our official dress, and all of our other members that do not have our the jackets and stuff, they'll be wearing just blue and gold. And then tomorrow is dressed like a cowboy day, and then the day after that it is dressed like your favorite contest. So like, some of us might be dressed up as a cow because they like livestock judging. Some might be dressed up like a chicken nugget because they like poultry judging. So that's just a wide variety. And then on Friday, it's dressed like you're just like an ag teacher. So whatever our teacher might be dressing in, so that's what we will be dressing like.
I like that. That's unique. I mean, I think with all these, you know, all these homecoming week, all these spirit week stuff, I feel like everyone does school colors and, you know, blah, 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 all the same stuff. So I like the idea of seeing people dressed like a chicken nugget. I mean,
it gets a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah, I'm all about it. I think that's a great idea. But I know we talked briefly about there was a change made to the organization going from now to National FFA, and there was a reason for that. But if you could elaborate on why that change was made.
Yeah, so in 1988, they decided that instead of being the Future Farmers of America, which is what most people know FFA as, they were going to change it to just the National FFA organization to kind of help us incorporate more leadership aspects into it and to kind of focus on everybody in the organization, not just those who wanted to be farmers whenever they grew up.
Great. And then I know you mentioned, of course, the chili feed on Saturday, which was, like you said, a great event. A lot of people participated in the auction. A lot of people ended up participating in that event. But what are some other ways that maybe community members can show support and get involved with National FFA?
Yeah, so, I mean, supporting us during National FFA Week would be amazing. If anybody wants to help us participate in our Spirit Week, that'd be great. But really just another way to support us through kind of the Coffeyville chapter is just to kind of help us out with our community involvement. We do a lot of service projects. We do Salvation Army bell ringing, and coming up soon, I think about in a month or two, we will head over to the Early Learning Center and do our annual Kitty Barnyard. So we're going to do a lot of service projects. We've already done a bunch in the year. And just supporting us in the community through those different efforts is a really big deal for us.
Absolutely it is. And early on, I mean, maybe you haven't thought about it yet, but with contest, dress like your favorite contest day coming up, what are we going to be seeing from you three? What are we dressing up as?
Okay, so for me, I got two favorite contests.
Oh, boy.
My first favorite is ag management, so I don't really know what I'm going to do there. But for my second favorite is poultry judging, so I might be, like, throwing on all my brown clothes or try to get as close to a chicken nugget as I can.
I like it.
We'll see.
My favorite contest is meats judging, so I'll probably just show up as a hot dog or something, like a little hot dog costume.
And my favorite contest is poultry judging, so I already have a plan with one of our other officers to be dressing up as a chicken and an egg. So.
Oh, I like that. We're bringing in group costumes to this. That's perfect. Well, we appreciate you guys for stopping by. Any final thoughts?
No?
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, and great to learn more about what a national FFA organization is doing and some of the great work that they're putting on around the community, and obviously the great stuff with National FFA Week and their chili feed over the weekend. So thank you guys for coming in. We appreciate it, and have a great rest of National FFA Week.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll have much more on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.